Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We don't need to know how far we go, do we?
No, we don't. We can have a little walk. Let's walk. Yes, let's walk.
Good morning, running, walk, commentary. Well,
a familiar voice returns.
Yeah, it's lovely to
My
have
goodness,
you back.
It seems like so long, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How many weeks has it been? Three or four weeks?
I think it's about a month ago. Bloody and it was on this very spot.
It was, yeah, that it pinged.
We're in Clissold Park and we're just starting anti-clockwise from the main gate.
Yeah,
and
it was just up there, wasn't
you
it?
You just played football. And then we ran across that grass there, and you went, oh! And yes. I said, are you okay? And you said, yes. And that was not accurate.
No,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was.
So
it
how
was
are
a,
you? What's the story?
Well, I've actually put a plaque there. It's nice of them to commemorate the point, the ping point.
Yeah.
I think my groin just pinged. And it feels sort of, it still hurts a little bit now. Mm-hmm. It's fine now, I can walk, and there's a bit of movement coming back. But every now and again, if there's anything like an irregular movement, it's still quite painful.
And have you done anything to exercise it? Have you had any professional instruction?
Well, I've just been told to rest it. People just say rest is the only way. I've had a little bit of massage on it.
Yeah.
And I've done a little bit of swimming on holiday and a bit of like running in a swimming pool, which was sort of quite ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah,
but good
with
fun.
The water
but,
in it.
But at least some, yeah, there's a bit of water. There was, it was a bit of movement. It's good to get a bit of movement.
Yeah, swimming is good.
And but yeah, it's been extremely frustrating.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
like I'm coming down on a Saturday morning and seeing all the runners who've done their park run.
Yeah,
it's quite tough those moments.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You're exiled.
Yeah.
When you're in, and when you're out, you're out.
No, it's you know, what, you know it what is, I mean? And it provides shape to your life. You know, it's.
Yeah.
I spoke to someone yesterday to Parkinson's UK.
Yeah.
And they were saying about one of their runners for doing the London Marathon next month.
Right.
And was in a car crash, and you know, good luck to them, and I think they're okay and everything. But when they like woke up in hospital, they said, "Can I still do the marathon?"
Yeah, the first thought. I'm just approaching my taper. Yeah, does this affect things?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bless you.
And
course,
it is, but it
course.
Is its structure, it isn't it? Once you're into it, I mean, I think non-runners wouldn't get it, but I think all runners, even if it's just a, you know, sort of like a few minutes every couple of days, it provides structure to your life. And,
yeah,
and
does,
the moment
yeah.
it gets taken away, it's and a bit like someone saying to you, you're not going to be eating meals for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, or, yeah, yeah.
No sleep for you. For
yeah,
next.
You don't recognise the colour blue for the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
It's sort of pretty weird to how you perceive your life. And here we are surrounded by people just running everywhere. I mean,
yeah,
look
yeah.
how many runners we've
yeah,
seen
exactly.
in the last 10. It's a key phase, isn't it? People just getting ready for the London Marathon. Just going,
yeah,
getting
that's
a,
right.
Getting the last
I did because last Saturday was the big, you know, here in London, 4 weeks out from the
big,
London Marathon.
The big long run day.
It was an easy day to spot people running 20 miles.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere was good, you know. It was almost, it wasn't that different to doing the virtual marathon because everyone was in check-in mode.
Nice,
So the number of guys, I saw a couple of guys from my you know, very roughly from my demographic, sort of older lone guys. But they were also really different. Like, there's one really cool guy with, like, sunglasses and a big afro and a headband.
Yeah.
Another guy who looked really quite a lot like me, but maybe a little bit more kind of like he wears a suit during the week.
Right.
And another guy who was like a small, dark-haired bloke who looked like one of those, looked like a fell runner. You know?
Right, yeah,
but all three of them I saw at different times, sort of twice.
Yes,
and the second
long
time,
runs,
you're like, there he is.
Yeah.
It was really good. And that was just that, you know, there was also people from different, you know, I had a great exchange with a young woman in a hydration vest where I stopped for her and she was going to stop for me and she said, oh, I thought I was going to get a break. And
Nice. And, a bit of fellowship.
And that's before we even get to the people who helped me when I went down.
Yeah.
Well, that's jumping.
Yeah, we need to.
Jumping ahead.
I know, are you slightly limping, or is that my imagination? Am I projecting my limp onto your?
Well,
because I've got a slight limp.
I mean, my injury story ends well.
Right.
So I'm okay, and I haven't had to. Can I still do the London Marathon? Yes, I'm okay.
I've got to do it.
But because we saw each other last weekend briefly, and we weren't recording.
Yeah.
But I think there's a couple of things that we said then that bear quoting here. Because look at these conkers on the tree. That's the other thing with you being out for a month is the world. You know.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone back to school.
It's amazing.
Skies are amazing.
Things are coming to life. It's beautiful.
It's a whole new
season.
Really
feeling it, yeah.
It's a great time for resolutions and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is a new beginning.
It does feel a bit like that. I mean, I've been doing... I mean, I did like 9 gigs last week. I've been doing loads of gigs. I haven't been boozing.
And
I've
enjoying
been working
them.
Really hard. I've been really enjoying them, yeah.
I've been really
enjoying them, writing new material. It's been good. So, you know, George has got this new job starting. Rachel started a full-time job.
Yep. So you said you haven't been boozing. Have you been completely off?
Just once a week, but not much on the once a week when I'm boozing.
Very good. Classic moderation.
Classic moderation, yeah.
Extreme
moderation. Rudy's sort of he's going to my youngest is going away on Sunday. He's sort of leaving home, so I had a bit of a almost a bit of a teary breakdown in Sainsbury's yesterday when you walk past the food that you no longer have to buy for them.
When
it gets you.
And that's one of those surprise triggers. You know,
yeah, it really is. You find yourself tearing up by the Pringles.
Yeah,
because Rudy doesn't need them anymore.
But I have that because I used to be in love with a cartoon man with a big moustache.
All right.
So it's a very similar emotional effect.
Similar thing.
And once you pop, you can't stop.
But we've got to stop because he's no longer here.
Oh, that is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it sort of. It's gonna be pretty tricky. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how's George's eye after the tennis?
George's eye is really cleared up. That's been amazing, actually.
Yeah.
That's been fantastic. He's really. In fact, he's playing loads of tennis. He's become obsessed with tennis.
He's joined
a tennis league. Hasn't she done so well?
Oh, she's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's amazing. I'm going to watch that this afternoon. I've taped it. I'm going to watch it. I can't. She's got such a lovely spirit, hasn't she?
She's
so clear-eyed and
also,
composed.
You think
and
you're
fun.
Watching and think, oh, she's great. And it's that thing of you have to remind yourself how new she is.
Yeah.
Because she's got that well-rounded offer of a tennis star. You know, she's got a great energy and confidence as a person.
Yeah.
She really keeps her vibe through the match.
Yes.
And she's got a brilliant three-dimensional game.
Yeah,
there's
tennis players,
world-class tennis players who didn't have that toolkit.
Yeah. She stayed in education a bit longer, didn't she? She's a bit rounded by that. She's super bright in terms of gameplay and strategy. And
yeah, it's very difficult, isn't it, if you're a top sports person to maintain being a... it's like the stuff we talk about with running and training. You know, how much tennis do you have to play to be a world-class tennis player?
It's
often at the expense of doing anything
just normal
else.
Stuff. Yeah, totally.
She does, like you say, she seems to come from real life, which is helping.
The first qualifier in history to reach a final. I mean,
it's
gobsmackingly fantastic, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It's stunning.
And
it's wonderful how it plays into her Wimbledon, to where she was at, you know, when she...
Yes.
A lot of people thought she was bust when she blew out in that second, in that last game at Wimbledon. It wasn't Wimbledon, wasn't it?
It was Wimbledon. When she all got a bit much, didn't it?
And that was where she was at, and she was honest about it.
Yeah, totally.
And she's been now that is just part of the journey of her success.
No, it's amazing.
Which is so healthy and so.
No, it's brilliant to go through that. Then to get that to get through that now at this stage in her career is so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Her second Grand Slam, she's in the final. It's just wild. It's completely wild. So I might actually stay up for that. I mean, I might just stay up all night
Saturday and
just watch
Saturday
it. It'll be very late Saturday night. It'll be an all-nighter. Might just pop a tennis all-nighter.
Just
go for it. Because, I've been really... I've been loving that. And how's... tell me about you, Rob.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say those two things we said last week because they give a good kind of headline to everything we need to cover today.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I was saying to you, you know, it is great to have you back and we all miss you on the podcast, but in terms of fitness, it's a really clear thought. We're saying what we need is, and this is true in life as well as on running commentary, but much more importantly for the podcast, is we don't. It's not a question of being able to go out for a run next Tuesday. It's a question of being able to run in 2022.
Yes, yeah.
You know, or you know, or however you want to frame it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
so,
totally.
And I think, I think we're addressing that.
The
really
podcast
well.
Is a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And from my point of view, I said to you, because that was the first time I'd seen you since I did that half, the Vitality Big Half.
Yes, yeah.
Which listeners will know I had a lovely time and went pretty fast. And I was like, I feel good and I'm going to go and do the triple, you know, do London Marathon, Royal Parks Half
And York.
Yorkshire Marathon in three subsequent Sundays.
Yeah.
And I said, and you know, if I'm steady and do the London Marathon as a training run and da da da, I still think I can hit York hard. And Paul said, and I quote, yeah, you won't be able to do that. No, he didn't say exactly that. You said, you encouraged me to keep my expectations slightly lower.
No, it's just that sort of clarity of intention, isn't it? If you want to run really hard in York, if you want to get the absolute best time you can get in York, then you wouldn't do a marathon 2 weeks before at any pace.
Yeah.
So it's about clarity, but you, that doesn't mean you can't do all three.
Yeah.
It's just how hard do you want to hit them? Do you know what I mean? And at which point that's it. It's like there was a guy who sent us a tweet saying, can I run a marathon and then a half marathon the next week and go really hard in the half marathon?
Yeah.
It's like, not really.
No, if you
want to, don't do the marathon.
No, and in fact, he kind of phrased it as, I hope I don't accidentally go too hard in the half.
Yeah.
Which was like, that made
but
me
you won't be
better.
Able
like,
to.
You won't be able to.
You won't be able to.
It's not going to be a choice. The reverse is true. If you do a half as a warm-up run, 2 weeks for a marathon, you've got
to... Yeah, that's just about okay.
Don't break yourself. But don't break yourself on it.
Absolutely. Kind of sort of tempo-y half 2 weeks before is just about doable.
Yeah.
But it's... all these things can be done. It's sort of where do you want to do your best race, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where are you? Where are you with that at the moment? Then?
Basically, I went off to Wales.
Yeah.
And at one stage, Paul was going to come to Wales, and I was going to show him my favourite run, the one that's
really
in my book.
Yeah.
And we thought that that would be a little bit of a harsh long drive for a run that was either going to break you or you weren't going to be able to do it at all. But long story short, I had the most dreadful weeks running in Wales.
Right.
Really terrible. And it was beautiful. It was a great holiday.
But that's unusual, isn't it? Because you normally have a great time.
Oh, I love it. And I had the plan. There's been, again, with all this sort of coming back and training and everything, the long run to the park run has been in the ether.
Right.
I mean, you know, it feels like something that you conceived, I delivered, and now we've handed it to the population at large.
Yeah, that's great. Trademarked. Yeah.
And meanwhile, I thought, I'll do it. I was staying... about 7 miles, according to my phone, from Porthcawl.
Right.
Near Bridgend and Porthcawl. And I had to go down to the river, all my usual haunts, then go through the Merthyr Moor kind of sand dunes nature reserve.
Right.
Where there's a big running club and loads of running events. So hopefully there's people listening who are like, oh, yeah, I run around there. It's easy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the idea was to run there, do the park run, come back.
Yeah.
So I took my little red I've done 50 park runs t-shirt and my barcode.
I can imagine the morning. I can imagine how you felt.
I pictured myself getting there and saying, hi guys, who wants a coffee? That's right, running commentary. And anyway, so I set off and I got, I started off the run. Actually, I felt pretty bad.
Right.
I had a sore ankle and I was kind of limping along like this.
Right.
But I warmed up and it felt nice. And I took the quickest route down across the, it's a bridle way, across the golf course to the village. And as it got in between bushes,
yeah,
it was all totally overgrown. So I had to stop and walk.
Right.
And then it started going down a hill, and I couldn't see what was happening under my feet. So I was kind of going down a hill in shoulder height plants, walking.
Yeah.
So this is like 2 miles in. I was like, well, this is no good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to the sand dunes, tried to avoid the deep sand.
Yes.
Failed.
Right.
Kind of got lost, but pressed on through the sand dunes.
It's becoming the worst run of all time.
Yeah, and this is only the beginning. And I finally got to the top, which is like a rocky ridge, which is great. And then I got to a stile, and I could see Porthcawl, and I'm like, that is still miles away. Yeah. And I was starting to not as girl wasn't going to get there in time for parkrun either. Yeah. And, you know, so I got to about 8 miles into the run, with Porthcawl still on the horizon, and my sort of slightly exhausted with loads of different surfaces underfoot, and I thought, yeah, turn back.
Yeah.
So I turned back with a heavy heart, but a good decision.
Yeah.
And got lost.
Right.
So I found a path, which, looking at the map later, would have got like avoided the sand, got me back to my original route, and got me home quite quickly.
Yeah.
And but then there was a little bit where it was lightly fenced off by the farmer, and it kind of pushed me left into
off
the
my
woods.
Land. Yeah.
And then the woods were bewitched.
Right.
So I went into them. There was a long, inviting, grassy path.
Yeah.
Now I'm on mud, right? I've done sand, stepping stones, going on mud, even though it hadn't rained for weeks.
Yeah.
And there was, I saw, oh, a deer's footprint. Oh, it's amazing. And then I saw quite a few deer footprints, and I thought, no humans have ever been here.
Right.
I got to a fairy bridge. It was like a bridge with a mossy handrail. And honestly, you know, it was covered in moss, and no one's walked across this bridge.
Let's live with the deer. Yeah.
What's Welsh for Brigadoon? And yeah, I went further and further into the woods, and it got more and more difficult. It was like different sort of plants. Like, there weren't that many nettles, but enough to sting me a bit.
Right.
But I should show you, it's a couple of weeks ago now, but my ankles are all, they're under my socks, but
they're all
whipped with brambles.
Whipped up. Right, okay.
And it's like the first time it's, oh, that's a bramble. And the second time it's, ah, that's a, and then after 5 minutes, it's, oh, no, ah. And
a pleasant morning.
Oh, my God. And then I got nearly to the end, and again, I was into sort of shoulder-deep flowers. There's this pink flower. Like, it's Indian balsam, it turns out.
Right.
And it's quite invasive. It's quite new. And I started, when I saw it, it's like, you know, really sinister.
Yeah.
I see the pink flowers and think, trouble ahead.
Yeah.
It's like a Jurassic Park thing.
Well, you're probably in quite a rough frame of mind by now.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably a tad annoyed.
Shall we say sceptical? Yeah, and then, I'm feeling a bit sceptical. Bramble on the back of the leg.
Yeah.
No, this is the way. Oh, yeah. I went up the hill, and I gave up. You know, I stopped my running.
Saw this
thing,
game of soldiers.
Stopped my music, I thought, I've got to get myself unlost.
Yes.
And I climbed over.
It's time to leave the world of the run and enter the world of the world where I'm lost.
Yeah, and solve this,
this mystery.
Yeah, So I did it. I saw a wall into a field.
Right.
I thought, fields have gates.
Yeah.
You know, so I climbed over the wall into a field. I saw two massive buzzards at that. They're more like eagles. And I'm thinking, no humans ever come here.
Vultures.
Yeah, it would have been good on another day. Oh, God. And then I ran, and I was running through this field. I thought, this is nice to be in a field. Incredibly long, wet grass.
Yeah.
So now my lovely new shoes had like seen every, it was like an advert for different things you can run through your shoes.
So adaptable.
And I finally found a gate, looked like a footpath. And there was a sign on it that said, beware. Bull in field. Now, I'd like to remind you that I was wearing my red, big red
special t-shirt. Special parkrun
t-shirt. Especially, anyone want a coffee?
The bull, yes. The bull, a fan of the parkrun.
Got
your barcode.
Not a coffee. the next bit. I could tell a story of this bit in real time, but I went to this field that's kind of on a hill that might have a bull hidden in it somewhere.
Right.
And kind of went to every corner of it,
right,
like someone stuck in a computer game. Wow. Like, and it's just, oh God, this is ridiculous. What's happening in my life? Eventually followed the field edge right up, saw a lot of massive cattle lying down.
Let's get crushed.
Maybe they're all bulls in some kind of giant bull club. And then I found, luckily found a gate.
Welcome to Park Run Bull Club.
BB. And Yeah, and I got out of there, ran to a gate, ran to another gate, and then got onto a main road. And I was so far away. I'd got so far from my initial route. The only good thing was that my plan had been to run a long way.
Yes.
So I had miles planned in the bank to justify the run.
You could tick off your to-do list when you got home. Yeah.
So I set off.
Derek Clayton get lost on the run.
Yeah, and it still went on for ages because then I wasn't lost anymore then, but I had miles to go, you know. My phone ran out, plaster fell off my left nipple and it was really sore. And then...
The bulls got the scent of you off the plaster.
And I went up a really steep hill just near the end just to... So I'll take a shortcut up here. It's like, yes, it's kind of a shortcut. And just great lecturing myself, saying, yeah, the ultra runners walk up. I said, yeah, but you want to get home sometime. My nipple hurts. Running along the top of this hill in Wales in a country lane with my with my red T-shirt tucked up around my armpits just to get some air to my nips.
Spotted.
Yeah.
Daring on
the
manoeuvres.
So this was a disappointing run.
Yeah.
But like I say, I wanted to run 16 miles anyway, and I think actually in the end I only did about 14 with all the moving around in fields.
With obstacles, yes.
So I had it within my power and it was fine. Great holiday. But I kept it simple, and the next time I ran, I said, well, I'm just going to run the 4 miles to the supermarket. We know where it is.
Right.
You know, I've just got to go across country on roads I know to the road and then into town.
Yeah.
Long story short, got very lost.
Lost again.
Yeah. I chose the wrong path. It got to the road at the wrong point.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's okay. There's another path. And went
that's
up
okay.
That
I can
path.
Get lost down here. Yeah.
And I sort of looked to the point where I was. I thought, well, that's quite a funny little spot. And I went up this path, went up the hill, followed the path, and it disappeared into a hillside in some woods and then got really steep. So suddenly I'm down at the bottom of a valley in the woods.
Found this a valley on the way to the supermarket.
I had a map, so I looked at my map, climbed up, managed to get out of the valley. Remember when I got out of the woods into the field? This time I got out of the scary wooded valley onto, guess what?
What?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This time I got out of the scary wooded valley onto, guess what?
What?
Railway track, a real live railway track where a train might come and like no way off.
Right. Oh
so
my God.
I could go back to the woods and up the hill or anyway, walked up the railway track, literally preparing myself, thinking, what do I do? Where would I dive if I hear a bull driving a train? And then there was these guys, luckily for me, there was two. Oh, that's the other thing. At that point, I could hear shooting. Someone was pew, pew,
off my land. Yeah.
And so it was the different ways that I could die were kind of wrapping up. And very luckily for me, I saw two guys in orange clothes and hard hats.
Yeah.
And it was quite sweet, really, because I'm sure they'd have been well within their rights to say to me, what the hell are you doing on the railway?
Arrest you.
But they just, I came up to them and I said to them, what the hell am I doing on the railway?
Help me.
Help me get off this railway? Yeah. And they led me to... Yeah, the
place of safety.
And I, by this point, I was being so careful not to just get lost again. I'm so useless.
You start to get a bit scared at this point.
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah.
And I got back to the road, and it was just hilarious how, at the same point, I'd been on the road like an hour before. I was about 50 yards further down. And I had all the adventures of life without getting anywhere at all.
Funny.
But I was thinking, we've talked about, you know, we got lost with one of our classic episodes is getting seriously lost. And I'm always like, oh, I thought I was good at it. But I think there is something in there.
You are good at getting lost.
I am great at getting lost. But I think it's running, and I think it's testament to running, really, because I really like, as a walker, I love making a plan and sticking to the map.
You literally get lost in the run, and then you are lost.
That's right. You're going too fast for it, and you're in your creative
zone.
Brain.
Totally.
And by the time it's gone wrong, it's too late.
And
in a way, despite these disastrous times, I think that's healthy. I mean, I think it's good for me life to have something in a situation where I get lost. But it's not good for me if I get hit by a train.
But it's nice that... you are right. It's testament to the power of running that it transports you there. And it's that moment where you think, I've got to click out of the run now, isn't it? It's like, I've got to leave Disneyland and I've got to get back into the city or whatever
exactly. You know?
I've got to step off this.
I should go to real life for a second.
Totally.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, that was like, as I followed this path up the hill, I was like thinking all these big thoughts. And then then it all got much worse. But, that was the end of that one. And then the third run of the week. Well, no, actually, it's worth noting that I did one lovely run there.
Right.
I did do the classic run.
Yeah.
And I did it with my wife, the run. Thank you.
Nice.
And we didn't get lost, and it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. That's good. That's
and I
good.
Thought, well, at least when I get home, there's no
You'll
chance of me getting lost.
Yeah.
And I went for to run 20 on Sunday, like I say.
Yeah.
Just after saying to you, I'm going to run a marathon, and then I'm going to run a fast marathon. Oh, I'm so pleased with myself. And then
I'm going to eat a cake, and then I'm going to sprint, and do some jumping.
I was just coming down. I thought I'd go a little bit further than I was going to. I was coming out of Springfield Park.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd go south along the river, then cross and come back. That'll get the miles up. And as I came into the little paved bit by the Hope and Anchor on the Lee River there, there was a woman running pretty steady in a hydration vest, and I sort of came in front of her, and I felt bad because I felt like I'd got in her space. So I put my pace up to justify being in front of her.
Yeah.
And thinking, don't be silly. You know, it'll all shake down.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm running, sort of rattling on a little bit too fast for someone 2.5 miles into a 20-mile run.
Yeah.
And I saw a nice, really cool guy going the other way. And I kind of smiled at him. And in that moment, I caught an edge, tiny edge of paving stone. And I went down as hard as I ever have, I think.
Goodness me.
Wham!
Wow.
It was like a...
Why did you go down as hard as you've ever gone? Because it was just caught you totally off balance.
I was slightly totally distracted. It would have been like a half centimetre trip hazard. So nothing you could see.
Yeah.
And... I was going a little bit fast.
And
something also in the kind of physics of it. I think my centre of balance was in front of my feet.
Yeah.
It was literally like it wasn't like a fell down. It was like I whipped myself into the ground.
Blimmin' hell.
I whammed and slid. And and then everyone came from my... hear that sound behind us? I made that.
That was
sound.
You. Mama!
I did. I went because I was listening to music.
Yeah.
And, before... Very quickly, the potential embarrassment was upon me.
Yeah.
But in the first moment, and I was winded as well.
Yes.
So I was just kind of roaring. I was the bull.
Yes.
Going, oh, ah, and swearing.
Right.
And this great dog. And she was a Winston Churchillish bulldog type dog.
Yeah.
But she had elements of the Moog from Will o' the Wisp.
Yeah.
Hello, Arthur. So I got up and I had
I'm all right.
Yeah. The guy I've been saying hello to came back to help me, and I was like, he was really nice. I was like, no, am I giving you excuse to go home early? Right.
I'm just in shock. You move on.
Yeah, I might have to go to hospital. You go.
Leave me with my shock. Yeah.
And then an older lady said, are you okay? Because I'm still going, oh.
They're great old ladies. Oh, she's lovely. They kind of see through it a little.
Yeah, and she was running too. You know, right. Basically, I think because she was seconds later, she didn't see me fall down or anything.
Right.
She had literally no idea what the problem was. I could have been having a psychotic episode. Exactly. Yeah. But I said, oh no, I fell, I'm fine. And then I stopped.
Yeah.
I did what you said. I went back to real life to assess the situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I turned the music off and I paused the run and I had a look and I had thought that I'd broken my entire body.
Right.
As you do.
So how did you fall sort of thing? You just slammed.
It was putting it back together. Retrospectively, I went straight down onto my left side and broke my fall with my elbow.
Right.
But I was falling so fast and so hard that I still really hurt my left rib cage, which you know it's got old scarring from when I cracked my rib before.
Right.
So basically, you know, if you imagine me sort of taking a battering ram to the left lower chest with my arm in the way,
that's what it was like.
So I've got injuries on my right knee and my left shoulder as well. But initially, what I had was this. I'll show you. This my left elbow is. Oh, I can't. I'm going to pull the blind plug out. I'm going to do it because I just don't want to lose the recording. We should check. Hold that a second.
You're looking quite smart today, you know.
This is just what I look like when I'm running.
You're looking pretty suave today.
You're very kind. Oh, there's my elbow.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'll get a picture of that later. And that's getting better, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was dripping with blood.
Yes.
And had at least one sort of patch, which was just solid red.
Yeah.
Like serious, lose the top of the elbow graze. And then, but that didn't hurt as much. It felt quite external. And then my ribs were just, you know, I'm thinking, can I breathe in?
Yeah, that's painful, isn't it, when your ribs get jabbed like that? Yeah.
And then I thought for a minute, I thought, well, I'll run on for a few minutes and see how I feel. Because I could run home, but if I was right by my house, I'd have gone straight back in.
Yeah.
But as it was, I'm just going to check I didn't pull out the wire while I was showing you that. So as it was, I trotted on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Another kind of half mile. Kind of had it in my head that I'd see the guy who tried to help me and give him a little wave and say, see, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And should be noted at this point that I look back at my splits. And you can hardly see any time when I stopped.
Right.
So I was thinking, oh, I'm really thinking about this, assessing how badly hurt I am and everything.
Yeah.
I probably stopped for less than a minute.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. And I ran on quite far, but feeling very jangled, very sorry for myself.
Yeah.
And at one point I looked
down. Jangled's a good word for it.
Jangled,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where I've been a week, really. It's just shaken up my whole life. But I had to look down at my elbow to see if there was a bone sticking out of it.
Right.
You might be in denial.
You've got to stop then, though. Yeah. You can't keep running if there's a bone sticking out.
That's my rule. If you can see a bone, get to A&E, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be some sort of wimp or anything, but my bone's sticking out.
But I toddled on, and it was a lovely day, and it was warm, and I was sort of, I just basically cheered myself up by carrying on running because I could.
Yeah.
I wasn't hurting too much for that and I was in quite a good groove. So really the run, I was sort of, at the back of my mind, I was paranoid that I was in some ridiculous sense of denial and I'd broken all my bones but was ignoring it.
Right.
But the run kind of cheered me up. And then I got to the toilets on Hackney Marshes and you'd be very pleased to know that they were open.
Good. Fantastic.
They're open for all the footballs.
They're open now, yeah.
And
yeah,
do you remember open. What happened, what Bill Nighy in Shaun of the Dead did when he got bitten by a zombie? And he knows he's all right.
What did you do?
Barbara, I ran it under a cold tap.
Foolproof method.
Exactly.
Foolproof, yeah.
So I ran my destroyed elbow under a cold tap and those bones knit immediately. Yeah.
The bone went back in. Yeah. Clicked it back.
But yeah, that's when I sort of calmed down and thought I still hadn't gone very far.
Yeah.
I'd probably still only done about 6 miles then. But that was when I sort of realised that I was just going to press on and do my long run.
Right. So you did your 20 then?
Did my 20.
Well done. Well done, mate. Yeah. And how have you been since?
I did it and I enjoyed it. I was pretty banged up. So obviously coming home, I felt a lot better. But then my wife was like, you know, it sort of reawakened the idea that I'd had an accident.
You're a lunatic.
Yeah. And,
I was all right. Fell over. Did me barely move. Fine. Did me 20.
Yeah. And
collapsed.
I did. I carried.
And jangled.
The main thing is that it's been really hurting in the night. And I carried on running that day.
Yeah.
And I did very small, very ginger runs, but on Monday and Tuesday, well. So still running every day.
Right.
And by Wednesday, I was still just paranoid, basically, that I was being stupid and making things worse and had broken bones. So I went to A&E.
Right.
And they said, yeah, no broken bones, no damage that results in, what's the word? There's a condition where you get a bit of air in the wrong place.
Right, okay. Right.
And the doctor was convinced of my accident enough to check for that, but it was all fine.
Oh, that's good.
So I haven't cancelled anything, and I've done some ginger running, done a little bit less running, but we're still on like a...
Has it left you slightly mentally discombobulated?
Yeah, well...
A bit of a kibosh.
And it's everything else is going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was that day... I heard about our friend Phil Gerrard.
Yeah, that was a real shock, wasn't it? I mean, we had... Sean Locke, didn't we? A couple of weeks previous to that, which was a shock to a lot of people in the comedy community. And then old Phil, who was a great comic, not as well known, but just a lovely guy.
You knew
better than me, but when I met him, I'd got on really well with
him. Well, he was a genuinely lovely guy. Nice guy. He was that guy, you know.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't know him that well, but on the other hand, I knew him well enough. It's that classic thing, which if you're not a comedian, it might be hard to explain, but you just... The work situation, it causes you to bond with people in a really... Yeah. You make friends for life.
If you go on a
car journey or just go to a faraway place for the evening with someone who's quite a kindred spirit, then...
You really...
And the next time you see them, he's like, there you are.
Well, it was like me and you, we went to Brussels, didn't we? We just had
that's
a great
it,
time.
That's where we bonded.
But I was saying that last night because I was at some gig in East Stratton. I've still got no idea where East Stratton is, but there was Sally Hayward and Marlon Davis, who I haven't seen for ages. And it was one thing I really realised I missed. Obviously, I missed the gigs, but above and beyond that, I just missed the comics.
Yeah,
it's not like I hang around with comics when I'm not working, because I don't. But seeing the same people two or three times a year.
Yeah.
You just get close to loads of different people.
That's
and they understand you because they're comics and you're a comic. And
yes,
that's
and part
it,
of not mean? Planning to see them is the lovely thing.
Yeah.
It reminds you of when you're younger, like before you have a kind of next family of your own, you know, like old housemates and things. People, you realise that you know, I've never actively gone to a party or to the pub with this person.
Yeah.
But we just share a life.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
and
there's like a lot of common understanding.
Yes.
And Phil, you know, we'd say that's what it's like with comedians, but Phil Gerrard was also, he was that guy. He was a lovely sort
he
of
really,
charming, gleeful bloke. He had a bit of the Santas, you know, a big beard and a twinkly eye.
Yeah, he was funny and gentle. And, kind,
and he was part of the Brighton community, which, you know, everyone knows what Brighton's like. He just, everyone's so upbeat and open-minded.
Yeah.
And comedy is really sort of lively there. I mean, I think the first time I met him, he was at a gig of mine, this was a professional comedian, at a comedy gig for fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's very rarely.
That doesn't happen.
I mean, I can barely be bothered to be there when I'm performing.
Exactly. Anyway, Phil was we could hope that we've hammered home enough what a special bloke he was.
And he was also a real surprise, because obviously I'm not in that community, so I didn't realise how ill he was.
And he was young, you know, he was 10 years younger than us.
Yeah.
And he had cancer, and he'd been really brave about his treatment and went back on stage at Comedia Brighton and stuff. But anyway, he died last weekend. And it is, on the one hand, as you get... older, more and more people of different ages and famous people and people you know kind of go. But on the other hand, you can never... There's that sense of surprise and you never know when it's going to kind of get you, you know.
It's
very selfish of me because it was literally... It is... I was jangled. It is tied in with falling over.
Yes.
But really, that just... I mean...
It adds to the sense of uncertainty, doesn't it?
Yeah. It just... The wind was entirely gone from my sails.
And
many days.
Of course, we didn't know him. But and then Omar as well, fans of The Wire.
Yes.
Played Omar.
Yeah.
Omar went. He was an extremely talented actor.
Yeah, and also just a real special... His performance was just a moment in time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was so good in so many different ways.
From
good acting to being at the odd centre of such a fantastic programme.
He was brilliant.
To doing, you know, to hitting interesting buttons in terms of being a black gay character.
Yeah, so multidimensional. Yeah. He was an incredible actor, incredible character. But and then you think... is it going to be one? You know, we had a year a few years ago where loads of like famousy people died, and everyone's like, "Oh my god!" And then of course a pandemic came. So it's like, but it's tough. It that adding to the sense of everything opening up again as well. It's a strange mix of sort of buoyancy and vibrancy and things happening and change and everything that involves, doesn't
yes,
it? Which involves some people not being here.
Yeah, and I think that we'll go back to the concept of being jangled. And I remember years ago talking to a councillor who mentioned boat rockers.
Right.
So you have to be really careful, because it's really healthy to recognise that as humans we think, oh, that's bad news, that's good news.
Yeah.
But really it's more a question of kind of how big the waves are that hit your boat.
Yeah.
I just tripped on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall over again.
These are the hidden... That as you get older, they get increasingly more.
Yeah, get your toe behind dangerous. It so we can see it. Just a live shot. Look at him.
That's a,
and then if he went,
that's an accident waiting.
That's the face you'd get. Oh, see.
That's an accident waiting to happen. Isn't it? The upturned roots, something.
Yeah, but you see what I mean. Boat rockers are things that the big waves that rock your boat.
Yeah,
and obviously, you know, if someone dies, then that's awful. Or if you have an accident, but you can also become confused, because, like you say, you're right to make the connection with things opening up again. You know,
yeah,
kids going back to school and stuff, and even fundamentally, like Rudy going, it's like this is a good thing and a bad thing same time.
That's going to be massive for me. I mean, I have been crying. I've cried already. Yeah. And I will really, really miss him.
And that's good. It's good that you know that.
Yeah, but it's going to be a huge loss for me. You know.
Yeah.
And I won't know how I'm going to do with it till it happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on. You know.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, and considering the magnitude of what we got to, that I feel bad for listing it, but I've got to hit you. It's just been such a week, because you know when all the light bulbs in the house go.
Yes.
Well, that's what we've got at home. We've still got massive plumbing issues.
I've sort of heard about this. There's been a couple of posts about this, hasn't there?
Yeah. We could do with replacing all the pipes in our house.
Oh,
on the day, talking of crying, the thing that set me off on Tuesday, I think it was our Mac computer. Let's go up the grass that way.
Yeah.
Just stopped working. So I spent a day on the phone to Apple support, and they literally...
Apple support.
Yeah, six hours.
Ironically
of, you know,
named.
We're going to sort it out today, Rob. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it just doesn't work. Like, the huge, expensive computer at the heart of a home went.
The beating techno heart of the house, yeah.
And we've also... I don't want to dig too deep into this one, but we've also got a rodent. All of these things are just huge stressors. Things that need sorting out.
Is there a rat in the kitchen? What am I going to do?
I think it's just a mouse.
All right. Okay.
There's a mouse in the kitchen. What am I going to do? I'm going to kill the mouse.
Look, there on the stair. Go and chip, 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 chop on this. Where is the mouse?
It lives under the cooker, I think.
Well, that's not at all stressful, isn't it?
That's so stressful. You know, on another week, that would be enough to ruin your day. Oh, dear me. And it just...
You've got a mouse under the cooker. You've got an injury. You need plumbing and your computer's not working.
Yeah, and then so everything else just seems too much, you know. I've got a big gig tomorrow and I'm looking forward to it, but it's too much, darling.
What is it? What's the gig?
Oh, I'm doing the Mildmay Club.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you're doing your one-man show there.
It's my one-man world tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be great fun, but of course I haven't done a show that long.
Yes, needs a bit of work, doesn't it?
I've been working on it all week, and it's a big deal.
Well, that's great that you've been working on it.
Yeah. Went down to see Parkinson's UK to talk about Shake with Laughter, October the 18th.
Yeah.
You can't...
October the 18th? No, it's the 17th.
It's the Sunday. Well, I got the date wrong. It's on the Monday, not the Sunday.
Oh, well, I can do it then.
You can do it?
Yeah, I can do it. If it's a Monday,
it's yours on the Sunday, the Gravesend one.
Yeah.
You're going to be charity man that week.
Yeah, if it's on the Monday, I can do it, yeah.
Oh, I nearly got that leaf.
I'm doing a charity thing on the 17th, but if it's the 18th, yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be great.
Oh, God, I keep getting that date wrong. It's on the Monday, that's the key thing. So book tickets. Well, it might be. This is a good one, because people are always saying, when are you guys on the same bill?
We'll be on the same bill that night. We're going to be on the same bill.
Well, that's good news. But, I went to see Parkinson's UK and told them, I said, I've fallen over again. I keep falling over.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I've probably got Parkinson's. That'll be what that is.
It's it's quite stressful, isn't it, with lots of stuff going on. I mean, I've been quite enjoying it, because I've really noticed a massive... Oh, there we go. That'll be them now.
Not now.
I've noticed a massive difference not boozing. I've just noticed I'm just able to just do more stuff. It just feels... things feel a bit more manageable. I mean, I don't know whether it's because if I boozed whilst not running, it would just be too much, you know, bring me down too much.
Yeah, it is a depressant, isn't it? But equally, we are, you know, we're certainly not immune to the sense of having a drink because...
To forget.
Well, because for a release, you know.
I
planned all along because my September started while I was in Wales.
Yeah.
And I was on holiday, so I thought I'll do it like January the 6th.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop on the 1st of September. I'll stop on the Monday. What was the Monday? The 6th.
Yeah.
And then stop and not drink till after all these big runs.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was on the Sunday was when my life began to fall apart.
Yes.
Yeah, and so in a way, it's like, oh, I could really do with a drink. So I'm like, bad luck. You've stopped.
Bad luck, mate.
And that is the healthy...
Do you feel like you've... Every now and again... It happens to me. I feel like one thing goes a little bit wrong. It feels like I've fallen down some sort of psychological, sort of almost metaphysical sort of crevice.
Yes.
I can't kind of stop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
things
a spiral,
just keep going
wrong.
It's like spiraling.
Yeah, I remember you saying this when we went to Victoria Park that time, and you had two different things happening at the same time, which is the nature of life.
I mean, of course. Things
cluster.
Yes.
But yeah, like you say, because when it comes down to it, I mean, you know, let's. You know, I felt properly depressed this week. Like, the absolute staring pointlessness of everything.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, I've felt this before, and I think I'm, you know, even in darkest hours, I kind of try and just be confident that I just won't feel like that the next day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so complicated because you can always stack up these bad things.
Yeah.
And once you start trying to stack them up, they're always there to stack.
Yes, yeah.
So...
And where's it left you in terms of the marathons and the...
I think going to hospital this week was a really good moment for me because the funny thing is I'm still really hurting. I'm still taking painkillers at night.
Right.
But I just feel that I've dealt with that problem.
Right, okay.
They've told me I'm not going to do myself any harm.
Well, that's good.
They told me I was fit. They said it's okay to run.
Yes,
I've carried on running.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's basically a week off press-ups and I'm back, baby.
Right, okay, cool.
And...
And you're 3 weeks away from...
London.
London, yeah.
And London, you know, all I'm thinking now is that it'll be easier for me to run London at the steady pace I was planning to.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm going out, when I go out, I run at kind of that 20 and, you know, including the actual accident and every run I've done since. I just hit sort of 10 minute miles.
Yeah.
And I can do that for...
Just do that forever.
I can do it all day.
Just keep going. Yeah.
So that's what I want to do in London on the...
Yeah.
I don't know what any dates are anymore.
On the 7th.
Third, the 2nd, 4th.
Right.
I think it's on the 29th. It's on the 12th.
Third. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm doing it and I want to do it and I just... But it's been such an examination, that sense of like going full circle to what you were saying, when you can't run... And particularly for me, I mean, you know, we talk about this as runners, but you know what I'm like. I need structure. I need
the whole situation. Yeah, of course.
I have a terrible fear of the unknown.
And have you been gigging again then? What's been, have you been doing?
Yeah, but I haven't done any for a bit because I didn't do any when I was on holiday.
Right, yeah.
So I'm off to Bicester for Andrew Bird tonight.
Right, nice.
That'd be nice.
That's a nice little warm-up-y gig for tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm doing this big show tomorrow, which is going to be great fun, actually. I'm looking forward to it. There was a point when I was sort of like trying to make it something else to be nervous about, but I'm like, look forward to it.
Let's enjoy
one, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun for me.
Yeah.
Two, it's right near my house. It's easily done.
And it is great that you've worked on it as well. Do you know what I mean? Because it's easy. There's something. Sometimes something like that's happening, and you sort of deal with it, or I deal with it anyway by saying, "I'll just deal with that on the day." Do you know what I mean?
It's all about my head.
And it's fine. But there's no substitute for actual hard work on what am I going to do.
That's it always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah,
even if you turn around and go, "Oh, it's going to be fine because I'll do this, this, and this."
Yeah, yeah.
You still told yourself that.
Yes, absolutely.
By sitting down with it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I. And there's more gigs coming up.
Yeah, and that'll help. That will help, yeah.
My trouble is that I do, you know, it's very hard for me. It's quite positive and I go out and do stuff. But I rarely go out without at some point getting angry or scared whether it's with people, to do with people wearing masks or scary public spaces or, you know.
Yeah, I think everyone's dealing with that on some level. Just the sort of things are getting back, but, you know, it's still hard work. getting back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're still emerging from this enforced hibernation and sort of at different speeds and rates. And,
different,
you know,
to each other, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So sometimes you feel really good about it, and other times you're like, well, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And just the potential for that to happening makes life a bit more stressful than it needs to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's... Yeah, but you know, gigs have certainly helped me sort of just getting into that space again of gigging a lot, getting the laughs and feeling creative and stuff's been good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't done anything for a week or two, so I think I'll experience that. You know, it's the same as running. Is it's so funny because running has actually been such a gift this week, despite the fact that it did contribute to some of the negatives.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're gonna do like a 15 this weekend sort of thing or whatever? What, you're gonna start?
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna go that long. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I'll run as far as 20 again. I think I will do another double figures sometime next week.
Yeah.
But I think from this point of view, what have I got? What am I on this week? I've run about 32 miles so far this week.
Right.
So I think as long as I get it above 40 on the week.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's either...
And then start just coming down week on week sort of thing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and what about you with the... Let's get
well, I mean, me with the running, it's like this... It sort of vaguely hurts a little bit now, this walk.
Just walking, yeah.
It's just... And I feel it on concrete more than anything. So I just have to... I have to let it recover.
Yeah.
And I think I've got to use it as an opportunity to... If I need orthotics, sort out the orthotics. If I need, you know, just sort out the things that I need to sort out. There's got to be some sort of reason why my body keeps breaking down a bit. I think a lot of this was simply I just played tennis and football on the same day.
Yes.
I think it's almost as simple as that in terms of groin strain.
Yeah, that's a good thing as well.
Because tennis is a lot of...
Take the opportunity to reconfigure your whole offer while fit enough to fix everything.
Although there was an alternative scenario that someone... pointed out on Facebook, wasn't it? It was that my hips might be disintegrating.
Yes, that's let's hope it's that.
Yeah, someone said it might very well be coincidence, but it could be the end of your life as you know it. Thanks for reaching out. That's a bit of feedback.
It's important to check.
Yeah, yeah. I know a few people having hip replacements at the moment.
Yeah, and they're very fashionable, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Did you see what I did? Because it's hip.
Yeah, very hip.
Yeah.
So there could be people
doing yoga.
I've got to use it as an opportunity.
Cliffside Park, people doing yoga under a tree. Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful, yeah.
I haven't done... We were supposed to go back full on to yoga with Adrian as the kids went back to school.
Right.
And I skipped that because of my injury. So apologies, Adrian.
You know
Adrian.
It's serious we'll when you're soon. Skipping rendezvous with Adrian.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully somewhere within this is a chance of a reset.
Marathon de Sable.
It's still on. I still want to do it, but obviously I've just got to
get.
You've got to get fit for that. You can't just sort of amble into
it. I'll do it on a day.
Yeah, just rock up. You know what I mean? Why not? You're a bit sun. You get a bit of factor 15 and just give it, play it as you see it.
I've got my bucket and spade.
Yeah. Running commentary podcast it seems slightly disorientated in a Moroccan airport. Have
I? Comedian. can't walk, but has attempted to run across the Gobi Desert.
Can't walk, hips disintegrating, doesn't seem to have any water.
He went to get himself some Pringles, burst into tears.
Yeah, he's scoffing Pringles, shouting about his son. Rudy!
Meanwhile, reports from Wales. Comedian is still in the field in the eighth hour.
He's savaged by bulls.
Bull plus comedian.
Would like to go and have a shower. No plumbing. Over.
So, well, it's nice to catch up and do a proper episode.
It's really nice. Of course, Rudy's dealing with all this leaving because his girlfriend's going to Birmingham as well.
Great university.
Great university.
I went there myself.
So he's dealing with it
by 3 months of my life.
But he's dealing with it by not talking about it at all.
Great, healthy.
And just getting really moody, and then he got drunk last night, fell down the stairs, smashed his phone, his phone's not working. Do you know, it's just like, what is going on? Everyone, just take a beat. Just chill.
It's important to make a play for emotional literacy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny how
please
people
talk
about
this.
Oh, have you been watching Ghosts?
I haven't been watching Ghosts. So.
Oh, Ghosts is so great.
Is it good?
It's about that this week. It's about how talking about things is probably for the best.
No, but this
it's simply done. But.
Yeah, but this has been really... I realise that I missed the podcast as well. I missed chatting to you. And I realised that the other week when you came round, it was just like really nice to see you. It's It's something amiss, definitely.
It's important, isn't it? I agree. I mean, oh, sorry, my phone's making all the noises today. Between us doing this and now these days regularly running with my wife, it's counselling.
Yes.
It's talking therapy.
Yeah.
Particularly as, you know, I'm the kind of person who, if it was ever with an actual authority figure, I'd run a mile.
Yeah.
Well, I'd try and run a
mile.
Can't run a mile, I think I've cracked a rib.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.